you'll find descriptions of real events and actual confessions of demonic encounters in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare in America. It's written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Robert Bennett. Afraid is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare in America. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to the end of a broadcast week on this Friday afternoon, January the 29th, and as we usually do, we like to play a little game with our listeners we call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It is what it sounds like. It is four soundbites that we play for you. We've taken them from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you. All you got to do is just sit and listen to them, and then you vote and decide which one's going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own, but we do like to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it. Your reasons could be that you really like it, that you really hate it, that you don't have never heard it before, you want to hear it again. Any of those kinds of reasons are your own, but we'd like to know why you're listening and where you're listening as well when you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. That's talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right there. Remember your city and state and your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Frederica Matthews Green. We recently spoke to her about her change of mind on abortion. And here she is talking about, this is an angle that we don't often hear, but I think with her feminist background, it's one we ought to hear, the injustice of abortion.
I thought about if there was a whole homeless man freezing on the sidewalk and you took away his blanket. You could say, well, it's just a ratty old blanket. I didn't steal anything important. But it was all he had. And for this child, you know, people can say, well, it doesn't have memory, it doesn't have consciousness, it doesn't have intelligence, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. But what it has is the will to live. And that is what you're taking away. You're taking away the only thing that unborn human being has, the will to live. And that was the injustice of it that was so deeply disturbing to me. People on both sides of the abortion debate agree, if we just put it in quote marks, women don't want to have abortions. And so if women are doing something they don't want to do 2,800 times every day, then this is not liberation. Then this is a new form of oppression that we have colluded in, that we have hailed as if it were a victory, when all it is stopping a healthy process, which is what pregnancy is, and destroying her own child. The numbers of injustices there are staggering, and society should not expect that of her.
That's soundbite number one, Frederica Matthews Green, on the injustice of abortion. If you'd like for it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and I could hardly blame you, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Peter Bender. We were talking with him about catechesis, teaching of the catechism, and Lutheran education. Here he is pointing out what should be obvious, that catechesis requires the catechism.
I want to emphasize that the catechism is not Luther's. It's the Church's Catholic catechism. Catholic is in the sense of the universal faith. The Ten Commandments are God's Word. The Lord's Prayer is God's Word. Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father. Those texts on the sacraments all came from Jesus, his mandates to the Church. So this is not idiosyncratic for Lutherans. It's a Catholic text. Secondly, for Lutherans, I would say that the expositions of those texts that Luther put together of the Church's Catholic Catechism are not only deeply biblical, and not only do they breathe the language of the Scriptures, but we as Lutherans, you and I, took an oath, and our congregations swear to this in their constitution, that the teaching and preaching and the confessing of the faith and the governance of our congregations and so forth rest upon the Lutheran confessions because they're a correct exposition of the Word of God. And the Small Catechism is one of those Lutheran confessions.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Pastor Peter Bender, catechesis requires the catechism. If you'd like to vote for that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, all you need to do is give us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email right now. We'll get it in real time here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You'll find a place to vote there for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number three. It's Dr. Mark Seifried talking about God's gift of salvation that makes us, in turn, givers just like him.
Salvation is an absolutely free gift, absolutely free. In the human realm, when gifts are given, they generally come with strings attached or some sort of relationship between benefactor and beneficiary is established so that the beneficiary is always reminded in one way or another, and sometimes it can be quite cruel, that they've been the recipient of a gift, and they, in some sense, are perpetually indebted to the benefactor. What's wonderful about God's love in Christ is, I'm using Luther's language again, he makes us to be Christ's to our neighbor. So that the service to our neighbor is actually a step up in that God, in his giving, makes us into givers like himself. He elevates us rather than putting us down. He ennobles us by making us servants to others because that's what he does and who he is.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Mark Seifried, talking about God's gift of salvation making us givers. If you'd like to vote for it so it will be soundbite of the week, just give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote because this is the fourth and final soundbites for your consideration here on this Friday afternoon, January the 29th. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. We were talking to him about the prospect of Lutherans and Catholics getting together for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in worship, and it sparked in his mind the notion of the need to continue to confess as Lutherans.
We confess Christ. The word homologeo means to say the same thing. It means to say back to God what he has said to us. God tells us that we are all sinners, all of us equally, and none of us deserve his mercy or grace. We as Lutherans have nothing to be haughty about over against others. A lot of people will say, well, you're claiming to have the truth, and yes, we are, and I respect a lot more a Roman Catholic that comes out to me and says, you're wrong, there is papal authority and the Marian dogmas are correct, than some mealy-mouthed Lutheran that says, hey, tomato, tomato, it doesn't matter, let's all get together. We confess the strong content of the faith, and we have a responsibility as confessional Lutheran. We have an ecumenical responsibility that is to bear witness to the truth of the Scriptures and grace alone, Christ alone, and that this is delivered by word, by preaching, by Bible, by sacrament, which really deliver the goods. That's what we do.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison on Confessional Lutherans Confess. Those are the four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn, your chance to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You do so by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can also send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or this break is a great time to go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, January the 29th. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Is the law the opposite of the gospel? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled, Is the Law Bad? Some Myths About God's Law. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read about Tim Wood's journey from many different Christian confessions to the sound and seamless theology of the Lutheran Confession, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, January the 29th. Getting ready to take your votes, which will determine which of these will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Number one, Frederica Matthews Green on the injustice of abortion. Number two, Pastor Peter Bender on catechesis requiring the catechism. Soundbite number three, Dr. Mark Seifried on God's gift of salvation makes us givers. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Bad Harrison, confessional Lutherans confess. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Maple Valley, Washington, and listen to what Gene has to say. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for and why?
I'm voting for Frederica's. I never thought of it from that angle, and it meant just tremendously more to me, even though I am definitely against abortion to begin with.
Well, thank you very much, Gene. Thanks for listening out in Washington. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see here. David is listening in Longmont, Colorado. David says, where else can you vote these days without the choice of being between two or more evils? I delight the choices offered on Issues Etc., and I choose number one, that's Frederica Matthews Green, on the injustice of abortion. The lady makes the clearest, most compelling case for why we must show mercy to the weak and help that those who have ever heard, God bless her and help us all get hold of this realization. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Colorado. Ross is out in Minnesota. He votes for Soundbite number 4, Pastor Matt Harrison. He says, I started a new job with a long commute 2 years ago today. At that time, I was 18 months behind in Issues Etc. podcasts. I always said I would vote for the first soundbite I heard after catching up. That's a good idea. It finally happened earlier this month, so that's my vote. It was a good soundbite anyway, as President Harrison's usually are. Well, thanks for listening in Spencer, Wisconsin, David, out there. I'm sorry, that's Ross in Minnesota. David is listening in Spencer, Wisconsin. He says, the injustice of abortion, most do not even think about the rights of the unborn. That's true. That's another vote for soundbite number 1. Todd is listening in Jacksonville, Florida. He's voting for soundbite number 1, too. The reason is, I would like this to play for some of my uber-liberal friends who look at the right-to-life issue from all the cliches about personal rights, rights of the woman, etc. Maybe this would put some sense into them looking at it from a different viewpoint. Todd, thanks for listening down in Florida. Out in Seattle, Michael's on the line. He says, he's voting for soundbite number 3, Mark Seifried. He says, he rightly grounds giving in the gospel. We must be more than protectors of the gospel. Let's give it out to others as he freely gives and forgives us. When we are known as a giving orthodoxy, our confession will be stronger and the gospel will resonate with our neighbors. Michael, thanks for listening in Seattle. Philip also has a vote. He's voting for Frederica Matthews Green, soundbite number 1, the injustice of abortion. He says, her insights and comments were excellent. Philip, thanks for listening, and thanks for voting for Soundbite of the Week. Here's your winner this week on this Friday, January the 29th, Soundbite number 1, Frederica Matthews Green, The Injustice of Abortion.
I thought about if there was a whole homeless man freezing on the sidewalk and you took away his blanket. You could say, well, it's just a ratty old blanket. I didn't steal anything important. But it was all he had. And for this child, you know, people can say, well, it doesn't have memory, it doesn't have consciousness, it doesn't have intelligence, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. But what it has is the will to live. And that is what you're taking away. You're taking away the only thing that unborn human being has, the will to live. And that was the injustice of it that was so deeply disturbing to me. People on both sides of the abortion debate agree, if we just put it in quote marks, women don't want to have abortions. And so if women are doing something they don't want to do 2,800 times every day, then this is not liberation. Then this is a new form of oppression that we have colluded in, that we have hailed as if it were a victory, when all it is stopping a healthy process, which is what pregnancy is, and destroying her own child. The numbers of injustices there are staggering, and society should not expect that of her.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 1, Frederica Matthews Green, The Injustice of Abortion. Let's see, we're going to give the LPR bundle package to Todd, who listens in Jacksonville, Florida. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, the latest online Issues Etc. journal is out. I've written an article that's been a long time coming, just simply answering the question, is God's law bad? The answer, of course, is no, but I show you exactly why by contrasting it with some myths about God's law that are popular among Lutherans. Also, a Wittenberg Trail feature from Tim Wood. Subscribe online, issuesetc.org. Click the button and enter your email address. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fikencher. And we will be talking about Jesus calling the first disciples from Luke chapter 5. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
LutheranReformation.org is the brand new one-stop shop for all things Reformation. It's your source for news, events, history, videos, activities, educational resources, and much, much more. New resources will be added regularly, each one designed to help you celebrate and remember the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Because Reformation 2017 is still all about Jesus. Visit LutheranReformation.org today. LutheranReformation.org.
The substitute organist service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the substitute organist service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the substitute organist service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.